Welcome back, everybody, to another Read About It Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. And today, just a couple of random things that are in the news that I'm talking about. And I've come upon a comedic principle at work here. I think things are funnier with drums in between them. So just a couple of random observations today, and, you know, a couple of random drums in between. Let's get this started with something. This is out of the newspapers, out of the Associated Press, out of wherever I swiped it from. The U.S. government, State Department, everybody is saying that you shouldn't let your kids go to Mexico for spring break. There's a couple of reasons why. More so than ever before, it's because of the violence on the border down there. And, let's face it, the border's a mess. But I'm going to go on a limb here and say Mexico, never a good idea. Let's put it this way. If you are close enough to the border to drive across it for spring break, you know, if you're within 200 or 300 miles, then you already know the border is a mess. Then you already know there's gunfire and open battles going on. I mean, it's like, it's like rap turf wars going on down there, except to a Latino beat. You know you're not supposed to go there. And if you're not from, say, a 200-mile area around the border, what the hell are you sending your kids to Mexico for spring break for? What, are you an idiot? I'm gonna rephrase that. I know you're an idiot. What kind of an idiot are you? I mean, it's Mexico. I prefer to do my partying somewhere that does not still have banditos. That's just a little rule of mine that I like to go by. I mean, I can understand, you know, cheap liquor and prostitutes being something quite desirable to broken high school and college students on spring break, but I'd rather go to a country that has hotels. That's what I'm looking for, basically. I'm looking for somewhere that I can sleep that I won't wake up dead or having everything stolen from me. That's it. I'd like to go somewhere that's, you know, not in the bottom percentile of healthcare for my spring break. That's just me. I like to play it safe. I'm a safe celebrator. That's me. So you just might want to stay away from Mexico. Why don't you just stay somewhere where there's not an open war going on? That's stay out of Cuba. Also, Cuba, not a good place for spring break. You know what is a good place? North Dakota. You don't ever get in any trouble in North Dakota on spring break because it's still like 12 there. But anyway, let me tell you about something that I'm doing this month. I've done this once before. But for February, and always for my life-changing events, I always try to pick the shortest month possible. But for February, I'm trying to give up red meat. It's not for any religious reasons, not for any social reasons. I've dubbed it the month no cow would die. But it's not for anything like that. I'm not making a stand against anything other than my own gluttony. I eat too much red meat. I eat a lot of hamburger, I eat a lot of hamburgers. Cow tastes good, and you sit down and you realize, you know what, I've pretty much had red meat every day for the last 38 years of my life. I got off the bottle and they gave me a hamburger and I haven't looked back. So I just wanted to see if I could do it. And after 20 something days, we're almost to the end of this stupid event. I am pleased to announce that I have not had red meat in the month of February. There you go. I've eaten a lot of tuna. I've eaten a lot of chicken. I've eaten a lot of boring meals. And I'll say this. I do feel a little bit healthier without all the red meat weighing me down. And also, I have learned that I absolutely adore hamburgers. I don't like hamburgers. I don't love hamburgers. I worship the ground that hamburgers walk on. I have a relationship with hamburgers that if this were a romance movie, I'd be standing outside Hamburger's house holding up a jam box with a Peter Gabriel song playing. I just love a good hamburger. And you can do a lot of things with ground turkey, my friends. You can grind it up. You make decent spaghetti or lasagna or chili or tacos or anything like that. Well, sort of good tacos. But you can't make a good burger with it. The seasoning to a turkey burger is beyond me. It tastes like poop. You can really, really taste the bird in a turkey burger. Not a good thing. So I will celebrate the first of the month with a couple of hamburgers, or more likely a couple of pounds of hamburgers. But I did show that if necessary, I could break my dependence on that. See, that's my biggest fear, you know, like crashing on an island like Lost. It's not even that I would be able to, you know, find shelter and clothing, but it's that I'd be able to get something to eat, you know. I wouldn't just sit over there missing hamburgers and the internet, you know. I'm kind of a sissy about those things. But anyway, this is the month that no cow would die. And again, no religious, no social reasons whatsoever, just trying to see if I can go without it. And I can, but I don't like it. If I'm a little crotchety this month, that's probably the reason. New topic. Here's one that I've figured this out. As always, a lot of times when a big issue will break, I want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about the issue so much as I want to talk about the way we handle the issue, because that's what's fascinating to me. You know, politics is boring. Watching people try to justify things is hilarious to me. But this is about the current celebrity du jour, the octuplets mom, the mom who's had two litters of kids. You know her. When did it become okay for us to just bag on people because of their kids? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being upset at this woman. I'm withholding judgment. No, I'm not. I've judged it. It's stupid. But I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just wondering, because before we've had other people, you know, we've had these quiverful people who have, you know, cadres of kids, who have just kids hanging out of every orifice and just... You know, politely put, you gotta wonder what the door frame looks like that all these kids came through. But I digress. We've always just grinned and bore it before. We've always just gone, oh, that's, you know, okay. And, you know, the religious people say, you know, well, God will provide, even though really it was, as Bill Maher said, it wasn't a gift from God, it was a gift from Pfizer. We've always just nodded and gone along with that. Is it the economy? Is it that we're so angry with the way that our own personal finances are going that seeing this woman who has no family or has no husband and has no job and is on disability and food stamps and is, you know, getting her DVDs from the library or, you know, swiping things when nobody's looking, whatever she's doing, is that what's finally letting everybody just open up on this woman? You see it everywhere. You see it, this woman who is not really a celebrity. You become a celebrity for a talent you have or for something entertaining that you do, I think, whether it's sing or act or catch a football or whatever. Simply shooting out a litter of kids every couple of years does not make you a celebrity in my book. People who work in circuses aren't celebrities for a good reason. When did it become okay for us, though, to have Katie Couric lay into this woman, to maybe walking through the checkout line at Target, and I see her face splashed, not Katie Couric, the other woman, I see her face splashed all over magazines, you know, magazines that normally are covering entertainment, and they've got her picture up there, and the headlines are just ripping her a new one, which, come to think of it, after having 14 kids, she might need a new one. That joke would have been funnier with a drummer, I admit it, but it has become just ordinary to bash someone who's only famous for having a whole bunch of kids. And before, we've always seen restraint. It's a change in society, I think. It might be the economy. I don't know. Might be the pull of the moon. I'm not exactly certain right now. But like I said, I don't care. There's so many issues there, and all of them I find inherently hilarious. So I'm just going to pass on that one for now. And there you go. With drums, the Read About It Friday podcast. I'll be back next week with more random things. Start a new position next week. What comes of that? I'm not sure. I'm in the Black Ops Department of Television. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. I have to kill one of us. And at this point, I'm not sure which one I'd start with. So we'll discuss it next week, and I'll let you folks know where you can find it. But anyway, that is it for the Friday podcast. Thanks for listening. Until next Friday, as always, Seacrest out.